This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and it's right at the bottom of the hour. Our next guests are from Southeast Alaska Independent Living and Orca to talk about chocolate, right? Welcome to the show, Kate Sprengard and also Kylie Adams. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us. That's Kat.
Oh, sorry.
Got some paint fumes going on
in
the room.
Yeah, the building's being painted here at KTOO today, and it's coming into the studio. Anyway, nice to have you both on the show. So a Willy Wonka-themed cruise?
Yeah. Thanks so much for having us. Yeah, so we're getting ready for our annual wildlife cruise. It's coming up this Sunday from noon to 3. And this year, we've themed our cruise Willy Wonka themed. So that really just means that there's going to be a lot of chocolate and a lot of fun colors and fun decorations and maybe even the opportunity to win a golden ticket and an associated prize.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Remind us the dates again.
Yeah, the date is this Sunday, May 5th. And it's from noon to 3 this Sunday.
Okay.
And every year, Allen Marine donates this tour for us, and it's a fundraiser for our Orca program, and that's Sails Adaptive Recreation Program. So you might see us up at Eagle Crest running the adaptive snow sports program there, or you might see us riding adaptive bikes around town or doing kayaking. So we do a lot of different things, and this wildlife cruise is our biggest fundraiser of the year.
Okay.
And along with Allen Marine donating the cruise, we've also had Kindred Post, Alaskan Brewing Company, Alaskan Fudge Shop donate some prizes for our golden ticket winners. So we have some cool prize opportunities as well.
Kylie, what keeps you busy at Orca?
I do a lot of youth programming. So 3 days a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we have adventure clubs that meet. This week we'll be going out to Rainforest Trail. We'll be doing a biking activity. If it rains, we might switch up and do something more indoors or have a campfire. But the youth programming definitely keeps me busy during the week.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Okay. Kat, how about you? What's your day-to-day look like?
Yeah, so I'm the Orca program director, so I kind of try to keep a big eye on the whole program. And aside from just the program in Juneau, we also have Orca programs in Sitka and Ketchikan. So I meet with the staff there and work on program development across the different programs. So it keeps me pretty busy. And then when it's possible or when we need staffing, I get to go on the activities as well. So I get to have a little fun, too.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking to Kat Sprengard and Kylie Adams, and we're talking about a cruise this Sunday, May 5th, from noon to 3 p.m. Where's the best place to get tickets and all that?
Yeah, great question. So folks can buy tickets by calling or stopping by our Juno office, which is located near the hospital at 3225 Hospital Drive. You can also go online at sailinc.org and buy tickets online there. It's really easy.
Got it. Have you looked at the forecast for the weather on Sunday yet?
I haven't yet, and I wouldn't trust it if I did. but it's looking like this week is supposed to be good, so hopefully the trend continues into Sunday.
And what course does the cruise usually take?
That's a good question. I think it depends on where the whales are that day. I know last year we took a stop by Benjamin Island and saw the sea lions there. And the first year that I went on the cruise, we were able to find a pod of orcas, or I think two pods, and followed where they took us.
Okay. So we should go on the cruise this Sunday, May 5th, from noon to 3. And then when can we see orca or sail out in the community? What's going on this summer?
Yeah, great question. So another main reason that we're here is that we wanted to talk about a really cool opportunity for Juno teens, which is the Rebound Kayak Trip, which is coming up in the end of June. And that's a trip that Sail has recently partnered with Aware to hold. Aware's had this trip for years and years and years, and lately in the past couple years, Sail has become a partner on the trip. And so this year, the same as last year, we're planning on launching from Gustavus and going around Pleasant Island, and then on the tail end of the trip, taking a day boat up into Glacier Bay. The trip is centered around confidence building, leadership skills, and building skills for healthy relationships for teens. So it's a great opportunity for teens to work on those skills in the forum of the outdoors as they're building their confidence by paddling themselves around an island and working on building relationships with their peers that are healthy and strong.
Got it. What's the age range for that?
It's 15 to 18. So we're looking at high school students, so students who have been freshmen this past year. So there's a little bit of wiggle room on the front end of that age range. The intent of the age range is that we want folks to have the opportunity to connect with their peers. So we don't want anyone to be too far outside of the age range that they can't connect.
Got it. What are the dates on that again?
It's June 24th through the 30th.
Okay. How many spots about?
We have 8 spots for youth, and 2 of those spots are opportunities for teen leaders. So for this whole trip, we're looking to identify budding teen leaders in the community to come back and share these skills that they've learned with their peers in the community. I'll also say that the trip is inclusive. It's really important to SAIL's mission and to ORCA's mission that we create opportunities for community inclusion. So people with disabilities and people who don't experience disabilities have the opportunity to engage and recreate alongside each other. So we're looking to identify budding teen leaders of all ability levels to come on this trip.
Okay. Kylie, anything else going on?
Yeah. For the youth, we have 2 camps this summer. So along with Rebound, we partner with Aware. We have 2 awesome partnerships for summer camps. One is with the Zach Gordon Youth Center, and that's what's called the H2 Awesome Camp. So just like the name implies, lots of water-themed fun. I know there is a mud fight that happens annually, I believe out at, is it Eagle Beach? Somewhere fun and muddy. There's also, I think, kayaking and swimming and lots of other water games. That's for 8 to 12-year-olds and is June 10th to the 14th. It's an afternoon camp from 1 to 4:30. And again, in an attempt to make the camp inclusive for SAIL, we try to make that hold our spots for people who experience a disability. And then our second camp, this year we're partnering with Discovery Southeast to have what we're calling our Outdoor Explorers Camp. And that's in the Tongass National Forest mostly. And that one's July 8th to the 12th. Similar age range again, 8 to 12-year-olds, with some flexibility. The idea again being that peers have a chance to enjoy summer camp together. And that one's an all-day camp from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and we even have a theme on that camp, and it's communication. So,
all right. Lots of camps, lots of dates, lots of age ranges. Where can we see all of this?
Yeah, great question. So, again, at our website, sailinc.org, there's an ORCA tab. And if you click on that, we have all of our summer offerings listed on that webpage.
In the meantime, we should go on the cruise this Sunday to support things like this, right? All of this programming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Can you give us the details on this Sunday's cruise again?
Sure thing. Yeah, details on this Sunday's cruise. So it's this Sunday, May 5th from noon to 3. We'll be doing a shuttle service from Auk Bay Elementary. Parking is really limited at the Allen Marine Dock. So unless folks have a circumstance like maybe they use a wheelchair and would prefer to get dropped off at the cruise dock, we ask that folks meet at Auk Bay Elementary and we'll provide the shuttle service to the dock.
What time should they get to Auk Bay?
We're going to start the shuttling at 11 a.m. and the last shuttle will be at 11:45 a.m.
Okay. And where can we get tickets again?
You can get tickets online at sailinc.org or you can visit us at our office or call the office. And that number is 586-4920.
And are costumes encouraged? Willy Wonka-themed costumes?
Staff will certainly have some costumes and there will be other props, but I would say it's going to be a fun cruise, so you might as well match the surroundings.
Well, it's been nice talking to both of you. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Yeah, I'd just like to add for the Rebound trip that I talked about a little bit earlier, if folks are wondering how to get more information about the trip, they can call the SAIL office and ask for Kat. You can also go online, and we are taking applications for that. And you can email those applications, which you can find online, to my email, which is listed on the application. So it's all right there.
All right. Thanks so much, you two.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
I've got a perfect puzzle for you. Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweets?
Eating as much as an elephant eats.
What are you at getting terribly fat?
What do you think will come of that?
I don't like the look of it.
Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Dum.